Welcome to the latest global news. I'm Frederick Dove with highlights from across BBC World Service News today. And next to the passing of one of the great movie moguls, Sir Run Run Shaw, who's died at the age of 106. He founded a film production company in Shanghai in 1927. Yes, 1927. His empire eventually covered Asia, influenced Hollywood, spanned TV as well as films, and brought kung fu movies to the West. That film, though it's rather hard to tell from the audio perhaps, was called The Five Fingers of Death.
My grandfather was a great friend of his, so our families have known each other for three generations. And those of us, of my generation, have always remembered him as being singularly the most important man in Hong Kong, in the sense that he provided us with endless films and of course the great television station, the Pearl Channel, which remains today the most popular channel in Hong Kong. And the Kung Fu films, for example, were all made at the Shaw Studios. He really was an icon of my generation.
So he found the ingredients for popular culture in TV and film. How did he retain his dominant position then?
I mean, he came from Ningbo, which is where all the cleverest Chinese mainlanders came from. And he was very assertive. He was an artist himself. I think he made the first Chinese talk movie as early as the late 30s. So he had a passion. And when he started making all these movies, people were not as entrepreneurial as he was, and he simply managed to pick all the actors and all the right people, and he had a acute business sense so that he never ran over budget. Although he famously turned down Bruce Lee, well, you know, nobody's perfect. He got that one wrong. But nonetheless, my point is that notwithstanding his missing Bruce Lee, he still maintained the dominant position, and that proves how clever he was.